we are in the last step. And that step is not really a step at all. It is called living awareness. It offers us the opportunity to take stock, yes, of our practice and yes, of its techniques, but more importantly, of ourselves, of our natural state of being. Let me give you an example. When a closet in a house or an apartment is first built, its original or natural state is that it's empty. Throughout the use of the closet, it is used in a wide variety of ways, filled with a wide variety of things, and oftentimes, as we all know about our closets, much of the stuff that's in there never sees the light of day for years, if not decades. So there's a collection that goes on, and we put things in our closet. In a similar way is our awareness, our mind, our feeling nature, and even our physical body. The original state, the natural state of all of those is that they are empty. The proof of that is a baby, a newborn baby. But then, throughout our life, every experience we have, everything we read, because that's an experience, everything we taste, another experience, hear, feel, have in relationship, the ups, the downs, the happy, the sad, the creative, the disappointing, the frustrating, the anger arising, the joyful bliss of a beautiful sunset or a kiss with a lover. All of it fills the closet of our mind, our emotions, and the food we eat, as well as the pollution that we participate in, fills our body. But these are not the original natural state. Meditation is one of the most supreme practices that helps us get back to the original state. Or maybe it's not getting back, as in going backward to the past. Not at all. We're going to, of course, still retain the benefits of all our experience. The wisdom, the learning curve, the capacity to be in better, more full-ranging relationships, and thus compassion, empathy, patience, equanimity, etc., that comes from that. And what we will discover is that, yes, human beings are not empty closets. Human beings are beings. And what our original state is being, is awareness as it is, and all that goes with that, which is patience, empathy, creativity, equanimity, compassion, caring, etc. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. As we do, we sit well in respect and honor of our practice, but first and foremost of our body. We settle, breathing in and breathing out. In this settling, we experience something of our original state. This spaciousness, this allowance, this freedom from instruction, freedom from really anything else. If we put in our mind that our Christ nature, our Buddha nature, our highest nature is radically different than that simplicity of the settling, and the possible state of clarity or ease that is there, then we will never think we are experiencing our original state. We will always superimpose something else upon it. It should look like, it should feel like, it should taste like. No. What if the very experience of the settling is perfect and might be a little less robust of an experience of the fullness of our original state? Sure, fine. That's a little bit like saying, you know, that a cloudy day is like the night. It is not. A cloudy day is still bright. So it's like that. So now let's smile again. We're still sitting well. And let's breathe. Feel the fullness of the world on the breath. And the fullness of the breath, its textures, its qualities, the fact that it is life, and we are alive because of it. And our whole life, everything and everyone and every experience in it, is possible because of this breath and every breath. Let us be present to breath, breathing in and breathing out. And what if this simplicity, the smoothness of the breath, its continuity, its flow, its peacefulness, what if these also are qualities of our original state? Then how easy it is for us all to simply be aware of how vibrant our awareness is, how present it is, and that we are living it all through our day. So meditation reminds us that we need not distract ourselves from our original state. We need not chase after the thoughts that are like clouds moving through the sky of the mind. Meditation reminds us that now is truly, truly the only moment. The past is long gone, and the future does not exist. We smile again and feel as we breathe. We are receiving a lot. As already said, we are receiving life, and therefore our life is possible. Well, is there anything more to receive? I don't know. But with that is beauty, is harmony, is friendship. With that is appreciation. We receive appreciation, and we abide within it. And we also, with the breath, we release. We release that which no longer serves. Our lungs easily do so. To release is to give. To release is to allow. To release is to let go. And so let's breathe again. Feeling ourselves receive. It is limitless what we are receiving. And let us feel ourselves release. Let, allow, feel the ease of it. Because it is also limitless as to what we can give as an aspect of release. As we breathe in and breathe out. In this moment, feel the release of thoughts. Feel the release of shoulds. Feel the release of what ifs. In this moment, feel that in that release, we are training ourselves that throughout the day, as whatever arises, a desire, a potential distraction, a what if, an I should, that we can simply breathe and we can release the contracted energy around that. And then maybe we will find a moment of peace and clarity. And then whatever is the result of that is just right. This too is living awareness. To live it. To realize that we are simply always in our original state. And that we need not clutter up, fill up, and distract ourselves from this original simplicity and presence. No matter what we're doing, no matter what our responsibilities, the best that we can bring to it is presence. And so we smile, take a long, slow, deep breath to complete, and remind ourselves meditation need never end, though sittings do. We breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. And we realize we are light, presence, simply being in this world, breathing with and in it. Love you all. Create a day of presence.